now play music.
Because of that, we can now play Robert Zalish's new. We're going to be playing later in the show. We're going to be playing his new single that isn't that has never been heard on any type of radio before. This is the all time. Yeah, it's Kiss the Girl. That's his band name. It's Kiss the Girl. Robert Zalish is the one that's here right now. But it's Kiss the Girl's new single, which we'll be playing here, that's never been heard by anyone. Especially not, I don't know, you, I guess, the listener. So keep listening. We'll have him come in, and we might have him play a little music and hang out for a little bit. He has to leave at 7:10 because his parking ticket expires. And he refuses to pay more. Because this is extensively covered in his budget for this touring. Is his parking tickets. And we're going to promote one of his gigs. He's going to be doing like a solo event, right? It's just you, right?
Yeah.
So Robert is going to be doing a solo event at Genghis Cohen Cantina.
Can we go?
Yeah, I'm going to go. I think we might have to pay $7, though.
That's okay.
You want to still go, too, Tiffany?
What day is that?
It's Wednesday.
Okay.
I'm going. I'm going to definitely go. So if you want to go, let me know. And Danny, you're going to go, right? Danny's always going to...
Danny's always your date.
Danny's always my date till my girlfriend moves out of Iowa. so me and Danny will be escorting each other, and maybe Stein. And then we're going to give away two tickets, so two listeners will be there with us. So, you know, call in. I don't know if the phone lines are working, so message us. And let's play a little bit of Robert Zalish. Kiss Zalish. Zalish, Kiss the Girl. I'm going to give him a quarter each time. All right, here's Robert Zalish with Kiss the Girl. Alive. This is our song we like a lot here. We play all the time. We'll be right back on Radio Free Moscow. He's so alive today. Come on, sing with me, Robert. I feel so alive today. Hey, you want to talk to a man that has been supporting some sort of movement, Robert?
Well, depends what the movement is.
Hey, can you hear me, Taser Bill?
Yes.
Okay, we're here with Robert Zalish of Kiss the Girl. He's a big band, and I think he wants to support your movement. Will you tell him about it?
All right.
Go ahead.
After Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq and in Afghanistan, they were tasering males in the groin. In Wisconsin, they've been doing it for 35 years and getting away with it. They thought they could do it in the Middle East the same as what they were doing in the United States.
Is this pre-recorded?
No. What can Robert do? What do you think Robert can do for your movement?
Well, the songs are out there. Make more songs about the perverted justice.
Tasering.
We're talking about
groins.
The real perverts.
About groin tape?
Themselves by taking you to the interrogation room and use 50,000 to a million volts on your groin.
Would you like it if... Taser. Excuse me,
on
Taser.
TV, the stun gun is a million volts, so I've heard of them 1,300,000 already.
Excuse me, Taser Bill. Would you like Robert to maybe make a song about groin tasering?
Yes, right.
Can you do that right now for us, Robert?
Yes, it's a big thing.
You think about it.
Do you remember Queen? Mercury from Queen?
Yeah, I do.
Remember when he said, Gimme Fried Chicken?
No.
On one of his albums? Do you remember that?
No, are you a racist or something?
Huh?
Are you a racist?
No. I'm just telling you about taser torture.
Oh.
You know, in the hippie days, they used to cattle prod the hippie and they should have
listen.
Been a
Listen.
Where did I get that word from? Sorry, can I use that word over the phone?
I didn't even hear you, but listen to me. We are supporting your movement, and people have been talking, and I think it's working, so hang up the phone and listen and tune in, and Robert is going to sing you a song about tasering, okay?
All right.
Okay, bye.
God, I hope he's not holding his breath.
All right, let's hear it.
Do I really got
it? No, you don't have to.
Oh, thanks. I could.
That guy calls every show on this station.
Taser and groin aren't great words for songs. I was really
groin doesn't rhyme with too many things.
Loins.
Coin.
Yeah, I mean I could rhyme it, but you wouldn't want
to
hear it.
All right, you want us to play your brand new song?
Yeah, if you want, whatever you want to do.
I want to.
Show.
I would like to.
All I got to say is, somebody calling.
It's Taser Bill again. That's Taser Bill. He called. That's not even the on-air line. He just called it anyway.
Yeah. So this is kind of the world premiere actually for the song.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about.
Well, it's not coming out until it's going to be on our next album, which probably doesn't come out until September 2008. And it's called Brother Sister Freedom, and it's probably the most kind of social activist kind of political song I've written.
Not about groin tasering, right?
No, not about that. Just ignore what I said. It's all sexy and
oh, okay, good.
Soundtrackish and hope just fasten your seatbelts. That's all I have to say about it.
Okay, cool. Because we like that sort of thing around here.
Well,
we like
I usually just write stuff about girls. And
that's what we like, though. We don't care about that. We had your friend Shannon Curtis in here the other day.
Shannon Curtis, yeah.
That you've played with her, I think. And,
How was she?
She was cool. She was fun. She definitely got the show, and she was happy to be here, and she was having fun.
Did she sing?
Yeah. She played several songs, and
she's a good singer.
Yeah, she's great, and it was fun. And she was a little nervous that we were going to try to get her into a bikini, but we didn't.
Oh, that's funny.
We were nice.
I'm going to email her about
that. We did try, actually, but it didn't work.
Yeah, I could have told you.
Yeah. You've tried that?
No.
Yeah, we were mocking you a lot on the air. We were talking about how you, what did we say? We just kept talking about you because you were our common, friend. We were the common denominator, so we were talking about how you were, you were our favorite guest, and we were just having a good time. So anyway, let's. You want anything else you want to say about the song before we premiere it?
No, I mean, just let it speak for itself.
All right, it's only just track one, right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
The second track is the Taser, Goring Taser song. So just play one. The track.
We won't play that one yet.
I'm gonna do an acoustic version of that.
The revolution is not ripe. Okay, here is what's the song called again?
Brother, Sister, Freedom.
Brother, Sister, Freedom. Kiss the Girl. No one's ever heard it before on Radio Free Moscow. We'll be back afterwards. Here. Danny's making a tuning sound. Here you go. We'll be right back.
Such a sucker for the spin. They spit it out and you suck it in. They give it out and you give in. You're such a sucker for the groove. They stick you in and you don't. Such a sentimental fool. You think they care, but they just rule. And your naivety is cruel. You think they're gonna let you in, and so you smile and take their spin. Can't you see it's such a I don't
There it is. The new Robert...
No, Kiss the Girl.
Kiss the Girl. Robert Kiss the Girl Salish. New song, Kiss the Girl, Robert Salish. Have you thought maybe you're pronouncing your name wrong and I'm right?
Oh my God, maybe your name is true.
And maybe it is Zalesh. It sounds a little cooler. Why don't you try that?
Well, maybe yours is Muscle Quits.
I don't care. You call me that. That does sound cooler. Radio Free Muscle? That does sound cool. I'll admit it. Anyway, we're listening. We're sitting here in the studio with Robert of Kiss the Girl, we just heard that song. I liked it. I think that's one of your best ones.
Thanks.
And do you know what the new album's going to be called yet?
Get With It.
Get With It.
I can play the title track already. Believe
the
it or not.
The tit title?
Don't you say that. The title track.
Watch your language. Can you?
Yeah.
All right, play me that, and we'll come back, and we'll talk a little bit more.
We might play it now, okay.
I'd like you to.
I didn't have much time to warm up because I was searching for parking, but here we go.
Why don't you warm up right now?
Okay.
On the air.
I'll just warm up while I'm playing the song.
Yeah, we've heard you. Say what you will about Robert and his name. He is a great singer, and he doesn't need that much time to warm up.
No pressure.
All right, here is Robert, and here is Get With It.
Okay, if I get a little too excited and play too hard, I might hit Tiffany with
Tiffany's sitting there with you.
My pick hand.
Tiffany, you've never met Robert. What do you think of him?
He's nice.
He's nice, right?
Oh, nice.
Stein's phone went off.
Looking for a different adjective.
We were gonna do a Daniel Stein versus Robert Salish. Win Dan Stein's money for the Robert Salish tickets, but then we figured if he wins, he gets to keep his own tickets, and that kind of doesn't work. So we'll try it again.
All right.
Why are so many people requesting songs? We're on the right show, right? 6 o'clock, right?
What are they requesting? Maybe I can play it.
No, they're just like requesting like random stuff.
Like Savings?
Like what?
The sing-along demo by Mr. Lacey.
Okay, I don't know that one.
Yeah.
Give me another
no one.
One
knows that one. I don't know. They're all behind each other. Just play your song, please. We love
it. Okay. Here we go.
Right, here's Robert. We'll be right back.
This is called Get With It, and it's not meant to be played acoustically.
That's okay.
And here it goes. Can't hear myself. Okay.
You are what you think you are. You get what you think you'll get. Be careful what you think. While you're in the pink, you're going to attract it like a magnet. Come on now, get with it. Shake your head out of bed, get with it. You heard all the doubting boys say life isn't worth a spit. Just tell them where to go, 'cause only you can know. Gotta make yourself believe it. Come on now, get with it. Shake your head out of bed, get with it. Come on now, get with it. Shake your head out of bed, get with it.
Mm-hmm. All right, Michael, guitar solo.
I'm not kidding, there's something coming. You can be a part of something. Like a star exploding in the night. You got the power and you use it now, 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 now. Come on now, get with it. Shake your head out of bed, get with it. Come on now, get with it. Shake your head out of bed, get with it. Get with it. Get with it, get with it. 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 Get with it.
Yeah, Robert.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you very much. Thank
That's
you.
Cool. That's the title track. The tit title track. Right, Titfany? What? Did I say that? Sorry.
Man.
Is
Big Brother's gonna come down on you.
Yeah, I know. Is Michael Here Comes the Guitar Solo part of the recorded version too?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm gonna add that.
Yeah, I like that. That was cool. Very, very good. Let me think. What was I gonna say to you?
We're gonna record the drums for that. Friday. We're gonna record the drums.
Who's your new drummer? Is from a band that's been in the UCLA's studios before. What's their name?
I don't know if I want to say too much about it, but
is that top secret?
Well, the drummer on that recording is someone else. That drummer is Andy Korn.
Andy Korn of Korn.
He's played.
That'd be cool.
He played on. The only thing I think of you would know he's played on is. Have you heard Joey Ramone's version of "Baby Please Come Home," the Christmas song?
I believe so. Yeah.
He played drums on that. But
that's cool.
He's a good drummer. But anyway, he's not. But the guy is.
Why isn't he playing with you on your tours?
He lives in San Francisco, and it's just a personal choice.
And what's the name of the guy that you is your writing partner?
Well, Jamie's not really my writing partner; is more as my engineer.
Oh, your engineer, and he's not coming with you this time, is he?
No. I've got a whole different band in L.A. Yeah.
That's a pain. But he's working with you still on the record, right?
Yeah, I work with him as an engineer. That's cool. He mixes stuff, and I produce it. And we.
I'd like to ask your opinion on me dropping chemistry. What do you think of that?
Well, I mean, I think if you want, because you wanted to get a better grade, take it again.
No, I don't really want to take it again. I'm thinking of just changing majors. What do you think of that?
It's up to you, man. It's life. It's a free country.
Would you be disappointed in me if I changed majors?
You really sound troubled.
Not really.
I am troubled. I'm troubled by this and the fact that I think people are mad at me about the Flyers. Those are my two main troubles.
You should just sit. You should get some quiet time alone in silence. Sit alone in silence, Michael.
And listen to your record?
Meditate.
Just take it next quarter with me.
We're taking next quarter with Tiffany.
Take it 2 years from now with Dave Marino.
Take some silent time alone. Search your heart and figure out what you really want to do, what you want to do, not what anybody else wants you to do. This is my self-help version of the show.
Can I join Kiss the Girl?
Well, you can.
Can I tour with
choices
you?
Choices may be limited. Joining Kiss the Girl may not be an option, but there may be another band out there that needs you.
You think so? I could do something.
Why do you want to take chemistry?
I'm a neuroscience major, but I don't want to do that. I'm not really enjoying it because I like neuroscience.
Well, you don't enjoy it, but you want to be a neuroscientist?
I don't want to be a neuroscientist, but I like neuroscience, but I'm not really taking neuroscience classes. I'm taking chemistry classes, which I hate.
Organic chemistry. Do you have to take chemistry classes to be a neuroscientist?
Yeah, it's a prereq.
Yeah, and so I figured I don't really like neuroscience that much.
Well, then you should change your major.
I've learned something about myself.
You got plenty of time.
I don't know. I want to change to something more. BusyCon is Stein.
You don't have the stones for BusyCon.
The stones. They teach you that in the BusyCon class? Tell me one important life lesson you've learned from BusyCon.
I've learned a lot about supply and demand and a little bit more about who I am overall from that class.
Supply and demand is a lie.
Also, isn't supply and demand something you learn in like second grade just by like anything? Don't you just learn that anyway?
No, that's what they learn in graduate school for BusyCon.
it's a lie of Western capitalism.
Yeah, Tiffany. I'm just kidding. Play me the Vic the Brick sound again. That'll cheer me up. I'm really down today, this show.
What are you down for?
I don't know.
I know, it's so bright and sunny.
I know, aren't I?
Get with it, Michael.
Yeah, I need to get with it. I need to just feel alive more.
You didn't listen to the words of that song at all.
I listened.
But you didn't take them to your heart.
I heard the thing you said about me.
I never realized how dumb we look from, like, over here. Like, everyone's struggling with the camera, and, like, everyone's just, like, talking back and forth. Like, no wonder, like, when the band's playing here, they get all...
That wasn't me that faded your voice, Tiffany. Sorry. That was our engineer, Danny. Tiffany, would you like that song? You heard it from in there. Was it different?
It sounds better.
It sounds better in there than on the headphones?
I don't know. Well, I didn't wear my headphones.
Interesting. Do you, you'll be there. You'll be there on Wednesday, right? We'll go check that out.
Hopefully I can go.
Yeah. Well, you're not studying for chem, right? Are you even taking any classes? Are you even actually a student here?
Of course I am.
Okay. Sorry.
So did it sound crap to you?
No, it sounded great.
Okay, I have no idea. I mean, I'm just, a foot.
It, like, rings better.
You're too self-conscious.
No, I'm not self-conscious. I'm a foot away from the mic. I have no idea. We didn't do a test. We just went into it.
Listen, I don't need a test.
You'll get better sound at Genghis Cohen, probably. But
what are you trying to say?
No, I'm not trying
the
to...
The engineer at Genghis Cohen is better than me?
No, it's one of the premier singer-songwriter places.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a great place
to
see.
Yeah, I haven't been there, but I know a lot of the... The peeps are there.
Fantastic sound system. It's really good.
Cool.
But they don't let you talk while the person's playing. They'll actually bust you if you're talking.
Really?
Yeah. If you're like whispering, they'll go, "I'm sorry, you can't talk."
That's not cool.
There's another area with restaurant and bar you can talk.
Oh, it's just like the stadium room.
It's like a small room. There's only 60. It only fits 60 people at most.
Yeah. Well, I can not talk. I'm okay with that.
It's a little. I mean, it's a little bit tight.
Do they know who I am? They're not going to throw me out. They know who I am.
Yeah, they talk about you all the time there.
Do they know that I could crush their precious venue?
Here comes Moskowitz. I will crush your precious menu. Supposedly they have really good food there.
Here he comes.
I am Moskowitz.
Bow down before me, Genghis Cohen.
They're actually supposed to have really good exotic Chinese food.
Is it? What kind of food is it? What's the deal with that name?
It's, I don't know.
Jewish Chinese
food?
I
think it's just owned by some Jewish person, and it's a Chinese restaurant.
So cool. I like that.
It's like a fusion. Yeah, it's a fusion.
Genghis Cohen.
I've been there.
You've been to Genghis Cohen? How's the food?
Jam took me there.
Oh, really? Oh, that's, you just went there?
Yeah.
And it was a band playing?
You said it was Jewish food, wasn't it?
No, it's owned Chinese. By a Jewish guy, but it's Chinese food.
Oh.
It's like fusion Chinese.
I don't think I've been there then. Sorry for the false alarm.
Oh, that's a different Genghis Cohen he was at.
You're at a different place called Genghis Cohen, the most original sounding name ever.
You're at the one on the east side.
It's the east side Genghis Cohen. Oh, man. You want to play me another one? Do you have any more ready to go for your new album? Or, I mean, we don't mind an old
one.
Do you
want to hear like a really sweet love song kind of thing?
Yeah.
Flyer.
We love those. Sing it directly to Tiffany.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. All right, come on, Robert, let's hear it.
No, if I try to send it directly to Tiffany, it'll screw me up probably.
That's okay.
It's much harder to play to one person than 1,000.
Yeah, maybe.
Especially when they make faces at you while you're playing.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't make faces.
No, she wasn't doing that. I was just...
All right, let's hear it.
All right, let's see. This is called
Sober. Your parking ticket's almost expired.
This is called Sober.
Okay, thanks.
Which all of you can relate to because you haven't been ever drinking alcohol.
Nope.
As you're not of age.
Especially not Stein. Thank you.
Oh, I always forget to take one earphone off my...
I want to switch headphones.
No, I'm cool. It's cool.
You wouldn't like headphones with both ears working?
Professional.
Okay.
All right. It's cool.
Okay.
I don't need a drink tonight. I don't need a shot for sure. If I can convince myself that I'm not in love with her, like a bottle of wine, I'll drink her. Like a bitter shot, I'll take her. I am only sober till she comes. I don't know why she's so sweet. I don't want to understand. Calling me from across the sea. Why don't she just tell her man? Like a bottle of wine, I'll drink her. Like a bitter shot, I'll take her. I am only sober till she calls. And I know she will. 8 hours ahead of me. Sleepless time to kill. The call's gonna come, and when it comes, I am undone. I don't need a drink tonight, and I don't wanna know for sure. She don't feel as strongly for me as I feel for her. Like a bottle of wine, I'll drink her. Like a bitter shot, I'll take her. I am only sober till she calls. I am only sober till she calls. I am only sober till she calls.
That's beautiful, Robert. A love song.
Thank you.
That's a somber one. Is that one acoustic when you do it live too?
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. That's good.
Well, I'm gonna do an orchestrated thing with strings and brushes.
Stein said he wanted to do a cover of one of your songs. You want to hear that? It might be
maybe
a disaster, but let's hear it.
Well, first I need to warm up a little bit. La 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 la.
Okay, there. Cool. Go.
Hi. I feel so alive. That's all I know.
I regret giving you the microphone.
That rocks. Let me try to find that key. I don't think that is a key.
Is that music? I regret that. That was a bad decision on my part. I'm sorry.
That was great. I don't care. Anybody wants to sing my songs, they can do that. Totally
you owe him royalties now.
Yeah, actually, you do. It was 6 cents.
6 cents per word. Man, I'm so thirsty. Stein, would you give me a drink of water? Is that in the cards?
No, because I want to
coke. No, I mean, could you get me a water from downstairs?
I'm not a gopher. We have interns for that.
Maya, would you get me the water?
Yeah.
No, you don't have to. I feel bad about that.
I'll get you water.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I don't know. Is it bad to do that? I mean...
What?
What would you like to do, Maya? I'd like you to do something that you would enjoy.
Get a water.
Would it be fun for you to get some water for me?
Yeah.
Would you get a couple cups for yourself, too?
Oh, I have a whole bottle of, like, 1 liter.
Oh, really? It would make me feel better if you have water and I have water.
Yeah, sure.
And get water for anyone else that maybe wants it. Downstairs there's cups, you know, like by the cross on the Panda Express under
yeah,
the door.
It's by Sbarro.
Yeah, it's by Sbarro.
Okay. Mm.
All right, I really would appreciate that. Yeah. And then I'm gonna give you some staffing points. Okay, thanks, Maya.
So when I was singing that song, I had my eyes closed part of the time, but when I opened them at one point, I saw Tiffany checking her phone messages.
Oh. I silenced it because I was afraid of her.
That's respectful.
I feel so bad. So shoot, I didn't silence it.
That's respectful.
That is very respectful.
Yeah,
that
pulled it away.
That's different.
I love her all the more for it.
Okay, yeah. I feel like you and Tiffany are getting along well.
I may have to move towards physical affection soon. Close the door. And move
it. All right, Tiffany, get out of there. We need to stop this.
Sexual assault on the radio.
All right, we'll play. You got
Oh, I didn't mean sexual assault. I meant sexual harassment. Assault comes
sexual
later.
Sexual assault is way.
Yeah.
That's in the 8 o'clock. That's in the 7 o'clock hour.
That's later. That's the next.
You want to do another one before your car gets impounded?
You want to do? You know what? I could do a fun song that's really like. I wrote this for.
Well, last time you ended your set with a fun song too, and that was fun.
Oh, I did. Remember, she likes girls.
She likes girls.
The drummer and King's Cohen.
Oh, where are you?
Asked me good.
Because I think that was fun. We enjoyed
fun,
that one.
But I did that before.
Yeah,
no,
of
I was
course.
Gonna do a song that's very kind of 60s Britpop sounding, and it's not gonna be on the album. Probably.
We like 60s Britpop.
You want to hear something really fun and kind of humorous?
Yeah. Did you watch the Mayweather De La Hoya fight?
No.
Really?
I'm
just
not
curious.
Into...
I'm not really either, but I watched it. It wasn't good. Anyone else watch it?
It wasn't good.
No, it was boring. It was.
I don't have a TV, so.
Really? You are you homeless?
You kids, you crazy mixed up kids. No, I just I haven't had a tea in like 6 or 7 years. I
oh, really? You just don't dig that.
No, I mean,
scene.
I run DVDs, but I don't watch.
Well, what do you watch them on?
My computer.
Hmm.
You know the interweb machine?
Yeah, yeah. You can watch DVDs on those now.
Yeah, you can watch it.
Not VHS though.
I should watch movies. No.
Yeah. So what do you do with your VHS tapes? Do you have any of those?
I still try to cram them in the slot for the DVD. No, I don't watch VHS anymore. I guess I just gave up on it.
Somebody wants us to play Nickelback. How do you feel about that?
You just keep their number. We'll track them down. Kill them.
All right, Clockwork David. We know that you want Nickelback played. We'll think about playing that.
What's happening to these kids these days?
This is college radio. We don't play Nickelback on college radio.
I'd rather play anything, actually. What is that?
I don't know. It's church. Clockwork. Oh, Clockwork. Oh.
That was a stretch.
I like that. No, I like where Danny's head is. He heard Clockwork and he played a clock going off. I like that.
I thought it was 7. That's why you played it.
What time is it?
Not
it's
7.
15 till. You got plenty of time. Don't worry, your car's not impounded
cool.
yet.
I got a date after this.
Ooh. Yeah, you're going dancing. Robert has like those black dancing shoes on.
Yeah, the Freddie.
Whose idea was it to take her dancing?
Me.
Really?
Well,
she like that?
Well, I met her at the Derby.
Oh, at the dancing?
Swing dancing.
Is she a good dancer?
She used to dance.
Is swing dancing popular these days? You have a lot of people swing dancing?
I don't know, but you meet a lot of girls that way.
Really?
And they really
Robert
are...
a good dancer?
Wow, look at this.
I'm just
best.
A beginner.
Ice water. Maya, come. Woo! Maya just came in with 6 cups of water.
Marty,
she's the best intern.
Someone's being replaced.
Somebody's replacing Tiffany.
Thank you.
To Maya?
But seriously. To Maya.
To Maya.
To Maya.
Hey.
That feels great.
You get any for yourself?
She said she has a bunch. Oh. So you, about the dancing.
That's us ahead of herself.
About the dancing.
Yeah.
So I've never been swing dancing. How's that scene out there?
Oh, man, it's fun.
Where's the Derby in Hollywood?
It's... close to the corner, at the corner of Los Feliz and Hillhurst.
It's like in West Hollywood?
It's Los Feliz. No, man. It's like it's more like East.
Does it sound like this music? Is this swing music, right?
Yeah, it's pretty fast.
Can you dance right now for us?
Wait, hold on.
With Tiffany.
East Coast, yeah. I'm doing East Coast right now. I'm going to switch to Lindy Hop, ready?
Do you really know the moves and stuff?
Yeah, but I'm not very good. I've only danced for 2 months.
Oh, really? That's cool.
I'm good for dancing for 2 months, but, you know, it's still...
I like that music.
It's still new. I love it. It's very romantic.
And we're getting good at this.
Yeah.
So who's the lucky lady?
People dance together.
Mrs. Salish.
Oh, I'm not going to... Yeah, right.
You think she'll take your name?
This is the second date. I met her and then we're...
You think if you two get married, she'll take your name or she'll refuse?
She can have it. It's no use to me.
You think she'll take the she'll girl as her last name?
Yes, not like that.
Yeah, do a rim shot. Quick. Time is a factor. Nice. That was still pretty good.
Michael, sounded like you were sitting on the John.
I had there's a hole cut in the bottom of the seat. I just go.
Ah. Yeah. Ow. Oh. Hi-o.
Hey-o. All right. Let's hear something.
Okay. You want? So this is okay. I'll play the song.
Enough of this good-natured ribbing.
When in nature, just play sound effects.
Yeah.
Endlessly.
Who's it that kept? Oh, that comedian. Yeah, I don't want to talk about. Nice.
Uh-oh.
Hey-o.
No. So this song, I might have told you that I've met a. I think I told you I've, the last time I was
you here, have?
That an old college friend of mine, I got in contact with an old college
Where'd you go to college?
Washington University in St. Louis.
My mom went there. That's a good school.
Really? Yeah, that's a good school. And,
we have a listener that goes there.
Do you really?
Do we? Oh, my mom? Yeah.
Yeah, the one listener.
The listener from Washington University.
No, but anyway, so this college friend of mine contacted me. I hadn't talked to him in many years. And he invited me to come up to this party, his wife's birthday party at Puget Sound, where he lives, Vashon Island off, you know, Seattle, coastal Seattle.
Story's dragging, Robert. Let's stop again. I'm just kidding.
So anyway, I thought about it, and I was on the phone. I was holding the phone in my right hand. I'm gonna really screw with you.
I was holding the phone.
The show's getting close.
I thought to myself.
And I thought, maybe I should go. And then I thought, wait a minute, did I leave the stove on?
And then I went dancing again. Any more dancing stories?
No, so he invited me to his wife's birthday party.
Yeah.
And I wrote a song for her.
Ooh.
For her birthday. And it was this,
that's romantic.
It was this amazing party because it was all like performers and actors and musicians. And she was like the queen. They had made a throne for her and everything. It was amazing. And so people performed for her. So I sang this song for her. And I sang it in front of this middle of like 50 people. No mic. And I felt like I was Elvis in an Elvis movie. It was incredible. And people were singing the chorus with me and stuff.
Yeah. Was this... other people were singing songs too? Wow.
Yeah. And doing dancing and strip, all kinds of crazy stuff.
How did this song hold up to the others?
So when did you wake up?
Oh, it was good. It was good.
So did you come down from this?
So her name is Arlette, and that's what the song is.
Mescaline High.
No, it was a high. Let me tell you, it was pretty amazing thing.
Yeah, cool.
It was like a love-in. It was a crazy.
It sounds crazy. It sounds crazy, like a 60s
group
experience.
Group massages and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, it was
group
crazy.
Massages, and then.
I didn't get it.
Here's a drug song.
What
sonic
mean?
Song? I don't know. This is generic copyright-free music, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's daydreaming music.
Daydreaming music.
Do you want me to put words to it?
Yeah.
Tell us your story.
So an old college friend called me. It sounds like that's like a Tom Waits thing or something.
Your story's a lot better now.
Yeah, definitely. And I wonder, did I leave the gas burner on the stove?
On the stove.
Just then, a cricket chirped.
A cricket chirped.
And my soul exploded.
And my soul... Okay, that's...
And my soul exploded.
I liked it, too. It was like Dylan at the end there.
All right, I'll play this.
Play us this thing you got going. Right, this was to the
Arlette,
guy's wife.
Arlette.
What's the song called? To Arlette.
Arlette.
All right.
False start. I've known girls. Large and small, sane and crazy and 6 feet tall. I've many stories, mostly sad. Not much luck unless you're counting bad. Now the only thing to do is hope that I will find a girl like you. My friend says you're as good as they get. I would take that bet. All at I've tried the internet offline too. Searched through ads until my face turned blue. A dominatrix, a lawyer, a whore. A church-going girl from a grocery store. I have looked around the world and
I can't charm or beggar by a girl. My friend says you're as good as they get. I would take that bet, all that. I'm not asking for much. I only want someone here to whisper, sweetie, baby, pumpkin pie, love you till the day I die. That's my story, sad but true. I'm glad I found my friend and I'm glad he found you. But now I'm counting on you too to get me a girl the way he got you. Now the only thing to do is hope that I will find a girl like you. My friend says you're as good as they get. I will not forget all that, all that, all that, all that, oh, all that.
Yeah!
We were talking about your date during that song. Arlette's not your girlfriend, your friend's wife, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. We were talking about your date in Chatsworth. You're picking her up, right? Because that's Daniel Stein's hometown.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah. His mom.
Is it his mother?
Chatsworth in the house. I don't.
His mother's very young and good looking.
Is she 26?
Will you be my daddy, Robert Talesh?
No.
We'll talk about that off the air.
That's serious. We don't want to bring that into here.
Are you into that, Dan?
She's not a
Are you into BDSM stuff? Domination?
Whoa.
I wasn't thinking that.
Well, he said, would you be my daddy?
He just wants a father figure, Robert.
Oh, okay.
It's not a porn star, is it? Because isn't there a lot of porn industry in Chatsworth?
Chatsworth is the porn capital of the United States.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, there's Van Nuys.
It's Chatsworth.
They share the title.
Must have moved. She's an actress, but she's not a porn star.
What is she?
Actress.
Actress. That's cool.
I can't say much more about her.
Because you haven't really met her that many times.
No, I know, but no, it's just not.
Proper.
I don't want to say.
You don't want to. Yeah. Actresses. I would think actresses would be tough to date. It must be hard.
I don't know.
They're very like emotional, and you know, must be tricky.
No, I don't know. Depends. You know, it just depends on the person. I think.
Good answer.
I like that.
Yeah, totally.
That's beautiful.
I've met some pretty screwed up people that worked straight, at least 40-hour-a-week jobs. So.
That's very true. Oftentimes they're more screwed up. Most people are screwed up. I think that's the generic.
Well, exactly.
That's the problem.
It's just dumb. I mean,
actresses and anyone else.
Well, I'm an artist, so I'm gonna tend to get along more with somebody that's free spirited and doesn't want to live a standard.
That's very true.
Life.
You need someone that's
a
free spirit.
Yeah, this girl seems.
She seems like a free
she's
spirit.
She's very free spirited, very passionate. And, I like her.
Does she know you're on the radio
she's
tonight?
Real. Yeah, but she's.
You didn't tell her to listen?
She's not listening. All
right, good. I don't want her to be offended.
Nah, I'm not going to. Nobody, you don't know who she is.
Let's make sure she never hears the the podcast.
No, it's like one of my songs says though. What is it? I've had what they call a nice girl, and I'll show you the ugly scar. That's my. I don't. You know.
You've loved hard, and you've fallen hard.
Yes, I have. I've played hard and worked hard and loved hard.
You do everything hard.
And I have the scars for it.
You live on the edge. I love that. I love that about you. I don't live on the edge too much. I live sort of...
How old are you?
19.
You get some time.
Yeah. When did you start living on the edge? Were you living on the edge during your Washington,
12.
WashU years?
12.
Really? See, you got me beat.
No, I didn't really live... What do you mean by living on the edge?
I don't know.
Define living on the edge.
Just doing stuff like what you're doing. You're living on the edge right now. What you're doing is living on the edge.
Yeah, it's true.
I need to be doing more things like that.
Well, you want to live on the edge?
Yeah.
Drop chemistry. don't do what you think you're expected to do.
Start swing dancing.
Do what you
want. I was saying
follow your heart. It sounds so totally stupid and corny, but you got to follow your inner voice. It's like when you feel like you want to do something... Don't worry about what anybody thinks. Just do it.
All right, I'm going to try doing that.
Being a rebel is.
I'm going to see how it takes. I'll see if I do better or worse.
You may, for a while, you may not make the money you want. You may not get the girls you want. You may not have this or that.
No TV.
You got time. Jeez.
You know what? I'm going to take your advice. Every week, I'm going to ask guests to give me their advice on how I should live my life, and I'm going to just try it. I'm going to see how my life goes. I'm going to try this.
You should live your life according to what you really want to do. But that's the trick, see? That's what you got to find out.
Yeah, that is hard. All right. Okay, so we're running out of time, so do you want to, we could either do one more song or we can play something.
I was so much funnier last time.
Oh, no, you were, I think, honestly, this appearance was better.
Look at Dan's nodding yes. We're all serious.
Honestly, this appearance was more fun.
Was it?
It was more fun, yeah.
Oh.
I feel like it's more fun. Next time it'll be even more fun.
I thought it was more fun.
Tiffany wasn't even here.
That's because she wasn't here, yeah.
All right, so why don't we play something off of your first album, and then we can...
Well, not the first one, but the last, the new one.
The new one.
This is still the new album. Please.
It's still the new album. It's called... It's called Touch.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you want to play?
Let's see, track...
Something dark, or you want something upbeat or happy? Or
I like Alien Skin. How's that?
We played it last. That's a ballad. If you want to play a ballad, play it. I'll play that at the show.
How about Comatose?
Play Alien Skin. I'm going to be playing that at...
Okay. Here's Alien Skin. Contact us at our website, radiofreemoscow.com, with a K. I just belched. And we're giving away two tickets to that show. So email us, and we'll hook you up. And, you know, if you're in our giveaway club, we'll hook you up anyway. So we'll give out those tickets. You can hear this at Genghis Khan. Danny's having trouble with the thing. Push play. There you go. Track 4. Alien Skin. This is off of Touch.
Am I gone?
Yeah, you're gone.
Bye.
Thanks for coming in, Robert.
Bye, Mom.
We want you back in some other time, okay? You're our favorite guest so far.
Yay.
Just push play. All right, here it is. Track 4. Turn it over to track 4. It's on track 1.
Yeah, I know. Michael, can you come here?
Oh, you're on the wrong... Your mic's off. No, it's in that one, I think. That's the one track one on the top. You have to play to make it unsleep. Thank you. All right, here it is. Alien Skin. We'll be back on Radio Free Moscow, UCLAradio.com. I'm here, Tiffany, Stein, Danny, intern Maya, who we love, and we'll be right back.